Hello, Audio Boom.
Was I singing on that?
A little bit.
So, you were recording me singing. Hello.
So, today I feel troubled and disillusioned.
Just today or just in general?
General, but more today than yesterday. Troubled and disillusioned and slightly hurt and upset and disappointed.
You're not talking right into the phone and eating it, are you?
No, the phone is
just checking.
There.
Okay.
I'm there. Because yogurt by itself in its natural form can be a very nice thing.
What, you mean milk?
I mean yogurt in its natural form could be a really nice thing. You know, it can be full of wholesome fruitiness. It can be plain. You can add honey and nuts and coconut or whatever you want to do. So you take it from the refrigerating capsule and you get a spoon and you eat it with gusto and joy. But could somebody please tell me why you'd want to take this thing and freeze it? Now, I've had frozen yogurt before, and it had an interesting texture. It was quite firm and quite full of body and had bits of fruit in, and it was a nice thing to eat. It was good. But today I found myself in a situation where I was traumatised by this thing foisted upon my soul.
Well, it wasn't. It was actually your idea to go there.
Quite. And
so, you know, you do like to dramatise, but actually what happened was...
And it was called frozen yogurt, okay? It's from a machine, which is offensive anyway. And all it really was watery ice cream with flavouring. It bore no resemblance to yogurt, and its cousin, the ice cream, was vastly superior. So what you're doing is you're spending money because you're kidding yourself it's healthier and eating a deity called frozen yogurt, which is basically, today's was basically wet ice creamy stuff. Whereas the frozen yogurt I've had in the past actually had a different texture, a nice texture, and it had fruit in, and it was something bold and magnificent. Whereas this offering today was paltry and frankly, baffling.
So BJ's new name is actually Victor Meldrew.
Not at all. You like this stuff, okay? So can you explain it to me?
I love the flavouring. I think the shop's friendly. I don't like all the flavours. I mean, I've never...
Yeah, but I went to an Anshummer's. Anshummer's? I went to an Anshummer's once, and it was friendly. But I wouldn't go there every week.
Okay, but you don't eat the... Anyway.
you might do.
Anyway, look, let's not go there.
All right, so what do you like about this stuff then? Why not have ice cream? Why not have ice cream? Why not have yogurt?
Just different moods, I suppose. You even said it was quite refreshing on the palate.
Yeah, but then they tell you they've got bubblegum flavour. You think.
I know, but you can get bubblegum flavoured ice cream as well, and that's probably just as grim.
But if you want a texture like that, you have a decent ice cream. If you want yogurt, have a decent yogurt. Why have a random mutation?
Why not?
It's wrong.
It's wrong?
Cause it's...
Who said it's wrong?
I do.
Who's the judge of this stuff?
Me.
You're the judge.
Because I've had frozen yogurt in Richmond and other places.
You liked it.
And it's firmer and it's full of fruit and it's really nice. It's different.
I agree. I like the frozen yogurt there.
But what does it... I don't know what it offers you, because it's not ice cream.
No.
And it's not yogurt. It's kind of a... You know what? I'll get some yogurt. I'll make it colder than it should be. And I'll put it through a machine and squirt it out. Can somebody support me on Audio Boo? Please. Please.
I don't... disagree in principle in some ways, but I just think you're coming across a bit grumpy and moany.
Not at all. I am the champion of truth and justice.
Oh, I mean...
I have a special cloak.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where?
It's invisible. So...
An invisible invisibility cloak.
Yes, yeah. Because I was... Okay, this is the situation. I was looking forward to this today. Because I've spoken to
now
you...
Now we get to
I've spoken to you whilst you've been eating this stuff. And you've been...
Going... saying it was lovely.
Yeah, and I had it... It's like, what? What's that about?
Anyway... But what was good in the shop was... They let you have... They let you... Well, actually, you said you didn't want any, but... They would have let you...
Try
it.
Yeah.
Before you spend any money, which is brilliant.
No, that's true, and I did try some of yours.
I had, the other day though, I had their Ferrero Rocher flavour, and it was amazing.
Sorry, you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Have a Ferrero Rocher or have a yoghurt.
No, because I had a bad throat though, so the yoghurt was good.
But have a healthy yoghurt then.
But I didn't want to.
Why?
Because I wanted something naughty.
Oh dear. So anyway...
There is some yoghurt in my fridge, though, so when we get home, you can have...
Yeah, that's good, actually, because...
But it's Greek yoghurt, so you might say it's been interfered with too much.
No, I won't. See... Oh, God. See, see, what I say is, have ice cream, amazing, as a treat.
Sorry, I've got bitten on the toe and it hurt. I don't think it was a deliberate act of biting on my toe, but it hurt.
It wasn't me!
No.
Stop it, Ollie. So, sorry. Wow, that's a great audio. God. So anyway, have yoghurt, have
ice...
I've
got sandals on just to explain to the people.
Have yoghurt, have ice cream.
Have a scream, have like a, I just did.
Yeah, have yoghurt or have ice cream. Have frozen yoghurt, but don't have this weird freak. What's the shop called so I can...
I'm not telling you.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
Because you'll hashtag it and everything.
No, what?
Promise?
Yep.
It's called Samba Swirl.
Samba Swirl. Don't go there. Food Bears is not too bad if you want to go to a shop with a really stupid name. Or get your own yoghurt and freeze it if you have to. Or just have a normal yoghurt. Anyway, that's it. I don't know how much time I've got left.
Too much, probably.
Ah, 1 minute or something. Okay.
Are you going to tell the people where we are?
We're in a car park in Ipswich. Lying upon rugs. Waiting for a minibus to take us to... Chesling Hay. For a...
Where?
Chesling Hay.
Never heard of it. Is it real?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. It's not far from me.
Oh.
No, we're in...
It is far from you right this second.
Sure. We're in...
Chiswick
Park. Chiswick. Chiswick.
A park in Chiswick.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's called.
Chiswick.
And BJ's lying on the grass, and I'm sitting on the grass drinking coffee.
So, yeah, please share your frozen yoghurt tales. If you have any. That'd be good. Anyway. Farewell.
Bye-bye.